You're listening to the Sermon Podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable unto you, O Lord. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Has your week been a little bit noisy? Has there been lots going on in your lives? I think about little children running around traffic, and Lord knows those impatient drivers that are never me, right? Or never you. They're out there. There is music in the season, and my Alexa has been going off constantly, reminding me of something that I don't need to be reminded of, but constantly beaming her light to share whatever news that she has. Alarms going off, phone calls. Then yesterday and the day, or was it yesterday, the day before, we had all the thunder. It was yesterday, the thunder and the lightning and doorbells. Our Christmas season can be very noisy. But then there's also those of us that live by ourselves, and our life can be very, very quiet and with few noises. It was like mine this year, and I found myself on Christmas Eve having a little bit of break before the services started, and I sat down to watch some just, you know, ordinary television, and The Waltons was on. Now, for anybody that's young, you need to watch The Waltons, because The Waltons is a wonderful old show. And so on The Waltons, it was a Christmas episode, and it was a great episode in many ways, because they had two children from England that had come over because they were trying to escape from World War II. And the youngest boy's name was Pip, and he would not speak a word because of the trauma that he was undergoing over in World War II. And in one afternoon, they had gone out, mom had gone out with the two guests, the two kids, and a few of her children, and they were out on this field, and an airplane was flying over. And the Waltons were like, wow, it's an airplane. But the two children from England, they ran and they hid in a drain. Because to them, airplanes meant things were going to blow up, and they were very, very scared. And so it reminded me of the power of words and the power of not having words. Another part that was really interesting in this episode was Grandpa was trying to help the two children know about Christmas. And he said, when I was young, we would go out and we would chop down a Christmas tree on the side of the mountains and we would take it home. And I guess they clearly didn't have the app where you can kind of measure and figure out how long something is and if it's going to fit, you know, or there's no directions on the box. So they chopped down this big tree and they brought it home and it wouldn't fit in the house. So what they did is they took the tree and they put it in the barn. And so they had Christmas in the barn with all the animals, kind of like Bethlehem, with all the animals gathered around. Now, I have no idea what those animals thought on the Walton show to think, wow, what is that big tree doing inside this barn? It's taking up my space. It's absorbing my hay. And I know that in the inn in Bethlehem, there was no room for a tree. There was barely room for the animals, much less a baby to be born. And the sounds of Bethlehem, cows chewing, horses' tails whipping around, getting off all the flies. Maybe there was a cat purring. And if you have a dog, you know how loud dogs drink water. And it's never with a straw or in a civilized manner. And they always seem to make a mess. So I imagine there's this sound of a dog drinking lots of water and making those noises. And then, of course, Mary giving birth to a child. There were birth pangs. And Joseph. Joseph was pacing up and side down so you hear the crunch of his footsteps. No words, just footsteps. And you hear the buzz of the town, anxious. What does it mean to be counted? What's that going to cost? How much is it going to take time away from my job and my other responsibilities to sit here and wait for him to count me for a tax that I can't afford? So all of this is going on in Bethlehem, and they have gathered to behold the birth of our Savior, the Word made flesh, the one that could not speak. Becomes the Word. And the Word is full of light. The Word is full of grace and truth. It is beyond our understanding. I mean, trying to explain it to the little children that there was this Word way before creation that was born more than 9 months later in a manger is hard to explain. And it's hard for us adults to understand what the Word really means. And part of that is because in our culture, we think we need to cause something to happen, or we need to kind of control it, or if we need to have some kind of ability to cure it, to fix it, to make it work. And we don't have any of that when it relates to the Word of Jesus Christ. So God comes to us to bring us life full of grace and truth, a light in the darkness of your crazy, broken, and messy lives. Nobody ever has a pretty Christmas or an easy Christmas or a perfect Christmas. There's always something that gets burned in the oven, spills over, doesn't behave, doesn't show up on time. I was at the post office Christmas Eve, and there was a woman that I actually thought she was going to lose it because she was complaining so much about a present that wasn't going to show up at her door 4 hours later. And I was thinking, wow, really? And she wanted the manager, and she wanted to speak to him and get his phone number. And I thought, Merry Christmas. That's what I wanted to tell her. I said, come to the manger. Let's get serious here. But in the light and the darkness of our lives, there's this scripture. There's this passage that is unique in the Gospel of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. Have you ever had a time in your life when there have been no words? Maybe when your child was born, or when you got a new puppy or a new kitty, or maybe when you fell in love. You felt it, but you didn't have words. I've spent most of this week sitting silently with a person who was leaving this earth, who was trying to move on to heaven. And I would go in there and I would read the Book of Common Prayer and the Psalms, and I did this daily for an hour every day. And then the last visit, I just went in and sat in silence with her and held her hand. Her eyes were fixed on heaven. Her breaths were short. And the silence with no words was powerful because the Word right there was made flesh. Her life was brought into union with God. Sometimes there are no words for big time, for big experiences in our lives, and even small experiences. At St. Albans, one of the wonderful ways of praying that we offer is contemplative prayer. So the second and fourth Tuesday of every month, we gather in here at 6 o'clock, and with lights are dim, and we read scripture and we pray, and then we spend a significant time in prayer. And it's in silence. And this last time was about 10 days before Christmas, and there were three of us, just three of us that gathered. And every one of us, when we left, felt such a relief. Was there any solving to the world's problems? Probably not. But there was a relief in being in silence with God and letting God's glory hold us in our lives. I would encourage you in 2025 to give contemplative prayer a chance, because it is very, very powerful and without words. Rowan Williams, in his book, Passions of the Soul, says that the incarnation is an internal pushing of God's love by God's love. The birth of the Word is this pushing of God's love into the world. It's God's love pushing God's love into our lives and into our hearts. Think about that for a moment. There are no words to describe that pushing, but you can imagine it and you can feel that God is so in love with us that he longs to be with us. And so he brings his life into our lives and asks us to dwell in him as we dwell in him. The feeling of Christmas. Christmas isn't over, my friends. I know some people think it is, but we still got a few more days of Christmas. There's a feeling of love, and there's a feeling of grace and truth. Maybe the end of 2024, in the last days of this Christmas season, will offer you some times without words, without anything to listen to but your heartbeat and God pushing love into your life. I hope that your heart will be warmed with his grace and truth, and that you will know that the Word became flesh and lived among us, and that we have seen his glory, the glory as of a Father's only Son, full of grace and truth. Amen.
Thanks for listening to the sermon podcast from St. Albans Episcopal Church in Waco, Texas. Find us online at stalbanswaco.org to learn more.